every Tuesday at 3:45. Talk some Titans football. Jimmy, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Jim Wyatt is in the building.
Good. Well, what do you think the odds are the first time that the Titans play the Jags that Tim Tebow's on that 53-man roster?
I don't know. I mean, it seems pretty far-fetched to think he's going to be able to be on a roster and make the team, especially being around them. But I guess you never know. I'm a little skeptical. Just consider me in the skeptical camp.
Do you think the Titans will ever end up on Hard Knocks?
I think probably knowing Mike Vrabel, how he is, I think he would probably prefer not to be on Hard Knocks just because of everything that comes with it. I know I can understand the fan base wanting to see it. I think it would provide some interesting content, but that's not exactly listening. You're trying to avoid distractions and get your football team ready to play.
Jimmy, I'm going to put you on the spot here obviously, we had the conversation about Tebow, and I pointed out the leadership, the work ethic, that side of him that he brings. And I was looking back kind of over the Titans years. Are there examples of a guy that maybe was past his prime that the Titans still brought in and said, hey, this guy can provide leadership. I was trying to think about it. I thought maybe a Harry Douglas kind of situation. Wasn't he kind of one of the guys that was the back end of his career? But here and there, you see teams do that sometimes where you need some veteran leadership at a position, right?
Yeah, and I think maybe Eric Moulds qualifies. He's a guy that came in late, maybe didn't have the same success as he did here in Buffalo. And then Andre Johnson, I think, is the most perfect example because he came in and actually made a play. I mean, he made a huge catch to win a game in Detroit, but then he didn't make it to halfway through the season. I think he decided at that point in time he was pretty much done. But I do think why he was here, he's a guy people look to and certainly maybe learn from, even if he was only here half the season.
Jim, you're in this locker room with NFL guys. What do you think this generation looks at this Tebow? I don't want to say this game that they're playing with him, bringing him in, but what would this generation, you think they look at him as a guy coming in, a guy that's going to bring leadership, or a guy that's taking a spot, or a guy that shouldn't even be in this locker room with us?
Yeah, and I think in time, I mean, it's one thing, to bring him there and have him be a part of camp when you're going to have spectators there and you're going to create even more hoopla during a time when you've got plenty of hoopla down there with the new head coach and Urban Meyer and the first-round pick, first overall draft pick being there, and Trevor Lawrence and, kind of some exciting new additions. He's going to be part of that hype early on, but then, he'll eventually either prove people wrong and earn a roster spot, or he'll be there for camp and gets cut, and he was a fun story and fun guy to watch during July and August. I mean, I think players probably, like everybody else, are skeptical about him coming in. And then, if he earns it, he earns it, and they won't be able to say anything about it. But I would think most of them probably expect him to fail and want to, kind of show that he's past his prime, so to speak. We'll see. I mean, he's a nice guy, good guy to root for. I think he's a really good person. Yeah. But as far as his chances of sticking, I'll be surprised if he's on the roster week one.
Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com with us. Speaking of rosters, the Titans continue to kind of churn theirs at the back half, at least. They have now agreed to terms with another DB in Quentin Meeks.
Yeah, former Chargers, former Jag, and I think what you're seeing, and this, I kind of expected this, after the draft, that you see a lot of veterans brought in. These are guys who are going to compete. You're not going to have the same number as undrafted free agents this year as previous years. And this is somebody who's been through some camps, been on a roster before. you know, it's hard to believe, but I kind of did a piece yesterday and I added to it. I think this is now 27 guys who have been or new additions since the end of last season. And that includes obviously the rookie class, but just since the draft, I mean, Fred Brown, Brian Hill, Greg Maven, Justin March, Quentin Meeks now, you're seeing a bunch of guys added that are going to be, going to be in a mix with a bunch of other people. A lot of these guys are not going to make it, but it'll make for more competitive spots because these guys have been through some camps before, and the dozen undrafted free agents who I expect to be announced by the team some point in the next couple of days, those guys will be up against it because they're going up against guys who've been through camps before and going to do so in an off season again where you're going to be very limited on reps and opportunities in person.
You know, it's funny. Buck was talking about a power poll that's out there that has Tennessee ranked 20th in their power poll. Do you think the lack of national respect is nothing new for the Tennessee Titans? That's definitely true. But do you think it's just going from last year to this year, do you think the change in opinion is because of the turnover you just talked about?
I think so. I think people see Corey Davis leaving. You know, they see, Jonnu Smith leaving. They see the team starting over really in the secondary after parting ways with Kenny Vaccaro and Adoree Jackson and Malcolm Butler, and know that the team has a new offensive coordinator after Arthur Smith leaving. So I think you've got a lot of reasons why the Titans would slide back. And plus, you look at Indy with Carson Wentz now quarterback, I think they've become a popular pick to win the AFC South. So I get it, but the reality is this is kind of a scenario that Mike Vrabel probably enjoys, is being a little bit of an underdog, having people doubt you, and a chance for the team to kind of prove it.
Well, and that's where being in the AFC South helps you, because I think automatically you start out 4-2, 5-1, with regard to the Houston and Jacksonville games, and then whether you sweep them, which Indy didn't do last year, and it cost them. And then do you split the Indy Tennessee game, or does somebody win too? So, I think you can get to the playoffs certainly for both of those teams pretty quickly because of Houston and Jacksonville being in the division.
Yeah, but you just never know. I was talking to somebody today with this, the schedule is going to be announced tomorrow, and there will be some tough stretches, and it's going to be real easy to point those out, and then there will be some stretches that look favorable. And the reality is, you really don't know until the thing gets going. I mean, you look at Jacksonville and Houston, and people will start projecting, couple of wins there, but I think that's dangerous, and you never know how those teams are going to be with some of these new additions. And then you look at some other games that look like you can't win them, and then they end up being looking at winnable games because the team's not coming together, because they've had injuries. So you just never know, and I think certainly if you're the Titans, that's kind of the path to be successful again, is to win your division games and try to do well in what's going to be a really tough schedule.
Love it, man. Thank you for the time, Jim, and we'll catch you. TennesseeTitans.com. Thanks, brother.
Okay, y'all have a good one. Thank you.
Right, at Jay Wyatt Sports.